doing? It's popping.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Sorry.
I remember you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
And you?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, sorry. I would shake everyone's hand, but I think my hands are so dirty by now. I'm like, maybe you don't want to shake my hand.
So you guys are in a monster movie. I mean, is it exciting for you? Were you geeking out? Because, I mean, I was a fan of monster movies, so, you know.
Absolutely.
As an actor, going on to one.
Absolutely. You're like, I mean, they have, you know, a couple of things that are at the top of the film world, you know. And, this is definitely probably the number one top thing. You know what I mean? Like, you can't top Kong. Like, it's the best. All the way back to, you know, the, when was it? The 60s? The 30s? I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
That's a pretty big jump.
The 20s, baby. The 20s.
You're going to find Kong somewhere along. Yeah. No, but every movie that was ever made was just dope and so epic to see. And you just fall into it, you know what I mean? And it was as easy for me when they sent this to my email, like, please make me a part of it. What do I have to do?
So 95% of it was CGI. So how did you guys manage to use your imagination?
Well, there was a fair percentage of it that was practical. So we got to learn to fly helicopters. Okay. Now, when you see that footage, you're like, it's just a bunch of CG helicopters flying into a cloud, but we flew those things. And right, yeah. CG'd it. So
you
now
flew helicopters?
Yeah, they trained us to fly.
One of the hardest things to do is
Barbara's
fly
point. Now, here's the thing. Passing, getting your license is hard, right?
Yeah.
Because the classroom work is incredibly intensive.
Yeah.
But the mechanical, yes, it's more difficult than flying a plane, for example. You're gliding to somewhat of an extent.
Yeah.
In a helicopter, you're using two pedals, a pitch up, and a what they call the stir.
They trained us
to do it.
Wow.
Trained us to come in and hover.
Wow. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I pulled myself twice.
Yeah, because I just thought it was like, you know, a flight thing. You know what I mean? Like, they want us to be able to jump up in the helicopter and, you know,
but we
make everything look real. You know, so we get in the air and he's like, yeah, you see those mountains? Take me to them. I'm like,
seriously?
Me? This where I go? Okay. All right. I'm ready for this.
You don't look out of the windscreen. You look at the dials. This is the information. You're not looking out of the windscreen around. All your information's here. So you're told. And even in the old Hueys, you're told. All these gauges explain. Mm-hmm. We had a Scotsman. He was teaching us from the Royal Air Force.
Mm-hmm. It looked really cool on screen.
I'm sorry?
How long did it take you guys to, like, learn how to...
They gave us a week to come in to hover. And it's like juggling, right? So you juggle and you drop in and you come in towards yourself and you go away from yourself. And then somehow on Friday... You've given up. You're like, I'm never going to do this, and I'm going to kill this poor guy who's already had a career in the military. Now he's teaching a fool like me, and I'm just sitting there with this thing, and you come into hover, and somehow you're hovering. And it's just, it's a muscle memory. It's a mechanical.
A pilot told me that it was like trying to balance a bowling ball with a darning needle.
There you go.
That's exactly what it is.
You're constantly stirring the pot. Right, so it's Scotsman, he was talking about porridge or oatmeal.
Yeah, but it's so crazy how much finesse you have to have, though. Because they did this, I hope you don't mind. We did this exercise where they put a pencil in, like, because it's such a huge piece of machinery, you know, that you want to like grab it and you want to be strong with it, but it does everything that you tell it to do, so really. You should be able to handle it like this. You know what I mean? And they're like, if you break this pencil, you're going a little too hard.
Wow,
you know?
Yeah, really?
So it was pretty. It was pretty intense.
So
it was,
fragile.
Yeah,
was there other military training beforehand too, or
there was some weapons?
Yeah, kind of weapons work. Like teaching us how to move as a group. You know, the whole stop, the booby trap things. You know, it was cool though. It was cool because for guys, you know, that's what we look at.
Yeah, we're running around the field in military, like
right. But you soldiered up really well as a company. You guys got along really well. Did you have some time together before you started shooting?
We did. We did a workshop beforehand. Like, yeah, we spent about a week doing that also, right?
Yeah.
We spent a week. We'd go in every day and we'd spend the best part of the day improving and creating our characters and saying where we were from and doing little workshops and being paired and then grouped into fours. And yeah, it was good. It was really, really a phenomenal experience. It was nice to have that, you know.
Yeah.
And then got crowned with Sam and John and John Ortiz, in fact, was one of my favorite people.
Yeah, like, he is such a subtle, genius.
He's such a good performer. There's a scene where he's nervous, right, where he's presenting to the whole group, and he played it nervous. Like, when he came up and started, I got nervous for him. I was like, why am I so nervous?
Does he remember his
listening
lines?
To his talk? Yeah. He does it so well. You're so involved in his performance, just watching it there, you know.
Yeah.
Toby, can you do a Kong face for us?
Do your Kong face? Which one have you got here? I could do a couple of them. Yeah.
You're basically Kong's expression.
I filled in a few gaps. Yeah, that I helped
out. Well, tell me how that works.
ILM created a digital character, and
thought you were being insulting.
Yeah, he was. Well, I spun it on him. You see, I turned it round on him. I filled in a few gaps. ILM, it was great to be asked by ILM to do that. So yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that process? Because he is very expressive.
Yeah, I'm not blocked contractually, but you know, on the other end of this microphone, someone from Warner Brothers is listening. I assisted in a digital performance.
That sounds
Thank
so
you.
Scripted. I love it.
When you guys get a chance to work with people like John Goodman, Samuel Jackson, do you play cool, you geek out, you go to them? Can you ask a discussion of Pulp Fiction or this Coen
Brothers
movie?
You know what's so crazy? John Goodman has such a good way of breaking the ice. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like so good at being himself. Like, a lot of people aren't really good at that. And he knows that he's a legend. He knows that he's one of the greatest. You know what I mean? So I think when I met him, it was more of him just letting me know it was all right. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Like, you don't even, like, you don't have to address none of the things that are going on in your mind. Like, it's cool. It'll be fine. Sam, on the other hand, he got jokes for days. You know what I mean? Sam is going to fuck with you as long as you let him. Yeah, he's my guy, though. But watching both of them, like, we were privileged enough to have to be on, like, because some of the locations, you couldn't leave. You know what I mean? Like, you had to stay there. When we did some of the stuff, like, in the rivers, and, like, there was nowhere to go, you know? So when they're doing these scenes, like, you get to, like, peek and be like, damn, you know what I mean? Or be in Video Village really watching them, you know? Like, they had, like, when Sam did the monologue about, you know, how man is king and all this stuff, I'm just watching them, like, I see why they pay you what they pay you. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, you don't have to say any, you don't have to ask them any acting questions. You know what I mean? They display
it. That's the other wonderful thing about Sam is you think, you've seen his movies and you're like, I've said, yeah, he does this, but it's not him. You know, when you really get to spend time with him, we got some time together, you know? And we had some intimate scenes. I don't know whether they ended up in the picture, but we had some intimate scenes. Like, I was blown. One of my favorite films is Fresh. Boaz Yakin directed it. Mm. In fact, that's the reason I did Prince of Persia. I know I'm up here with some of the worst films in the world, but hear me out. Boaz Yakin wrote Prince of Persia. When I first read that, it was written by Boaz Yakin. So when I read it, Garsif was an incredible role. It just changed. It's somewhere along the line it changed.
You're not the only actor to say that.
Yeah, these things happen. But so when I spoke to him, I was talking to him about Fresh. I was like, that is an incredible. He was like, you've seen that? Yeah. So he's a wonderful, very giving human being, and Meet Your Heroes got abolished when I met him.
Yeah, Sam was here, and he was just very, like, he's an amazing actor, and he's very detail-oriented, and he wants the audience to be happy with what they see, so. Yeah,
but he's incredibly bright, and he's very literate.
Yeah.
He has a vast knowledge, and so when you're speaking to him, his references, they're obscure. Some of his references are incredibly obscure, and, you know, it takes some knowledge to catch them.
Did you guys learn anything from him? Any acting tricks?
Not really acting tricks. More like life tricks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just a way to live your life. Like, especially on my trajectory, because I didn't really plan on fame. I never really factored that part into my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's somebody who just coasts through it so well. Like, I tell him all the time, I'm just working on my Sam walk. You know what I mean? If I can walk as cool as Sam Jackson by the end of my life, then I'll be all right. You know, because he has a real way of being able to level the business with the art. You know what I mean? And it's dope. That's dope. to have somebody like that in your corner that you could just call up is like dope.
The action is pretty brutal. Yeah. So was it brutal on set?
Which part? Right.
Yeah. No, it was going around and helicopters flying around.
You know,
there was a memo like this thick about the water.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Don't go in the water, don't drink the water, don't do this with the water, don't do that with the water." And then, all right, action now! Wash your face with the water. am I washing it with this water or now? Run through the water so fast it just covers your face.
Right.
Now duck down behind a rock in the water. Yeah. Memos are one thing. Yeah.
Right. In action,
everyone's in masks and waders.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we?
As soon as you come out the water, they're like, bleach him down. Yeah. Rinse his mouth out. That's good.
So great.
Did anyone get sick?
I think everyone did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually, so crazy, right? I get a mean case of the Badooms.
We're
made the Badooms.
Oh, okay.
The Bee Gees.
Perfect description.
Right? We were in Ha Long Bay. I say maybe, it's like a 30-minute boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there and base camp is on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is doing
two
this.
Two boats strapped together.
Yeah, everything is doing this.
Oh,
every, you know, my stomach is doing that. You know what I'm saying? But it was the most beautiful place in the world. Like, I'm like, I don't know how to feel right now. You know what I mean? Because my face is like about to turn green. But I just saw a school of jellyfish and some random monkeys. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is like the dopest weird situation. Like, you know, they had a couple of times we had to cut, and I was like, let me run to the bathroom. But it was dope. It was dope, man.
Oh, the glamorous life you actors lead.
So, do you guys like on set or on location now after this experience?
I mean, we were on set in Australia, and there was a whole panic about, someone's like, get a torch, oh, there is a Black Widow, oh, there is a funnel web over.
Yeah, they have a plan called Oh, yeah, and I'm really afraid of spiders, too, which was something that Jordan kind of worked off, because at first they had an idea of me having a, being eaten by, like, a Venus flytrap. Well, not being eaten, but it trying to eat me, you know? You know, like, we have to work our way out of it, you know what I mean? But, the spider thing was crazy, because when they came to me, I was like, how do you feel about spiders? I was like,
the same way as everyone else.
Right, exactly. What I have to do with the spider? This is not going to be one of them things where I got to let a spider crawl on my face and all this dumb shit, right? He's like, nah, we got an idea for you. But
that was scary. I couldn't even look.
It was
like,
it was crazy.
I don't like looking at
the
eyes.
Is that
the
first thing you guys
anything?
Did in the script to see how you die? How do I die?
I died 11 different ways. it was 11 different ways I was going to die. And then in the end, Jordan did a sweet thing. He was like, man, why don't you just like slowly turn and then do that? And I'll decide how to kill you. I was like, yeah, sweet, that works.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I said, don't make me shoot 11 different death scenes.
Have you watched
Jason, when you know there's a death scene, do you look at the page and go, am I first?
Yeah, you count
right.
What number
definitely.
You're on. You're
like, I'm black. How many other black people
are there? One second, that's Corey.
Let me go to like page 38 and see if I still got lines.
Skim through this shit real quick.
I was actually looking for that one.
Right.
No, don't do it.
They got Corey on some Jackson. I'm safe. I might be safe. She has a great smile. Boom. I'm like, damn. But yeah.
But you haven't watched the movie yet.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
We won't ruin the surprise
for
them.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. That's good.
Don't die.
It was a dream. Your part was a dream, and you come back in the boat.
That's
amazing.
It. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
You did a lot of your scenes by yourself.
By myself.
Yeah. Yes. So how did you work that? Because there are all these creatures around you.
The real creatures or the
movie creatures? Both.
It was nice, but I kind of, you know, as Jason just said, like, we were all together, so we'd be brought out to certain locations. In fact, only when I see Kong fight the squid is really the only time I was truly by myself. It was a full day, just me. Generally, I come out with the guys, I get ready in the morning, I see everybody, and they'll do their scene, and I'll do my, you know, because it's a similar location. So the bit where I die, I got to see them all, like, be melancholy about however I die, and I was like, oh man, that's touching. It's like setting up a fake funeral. I was like, yeah, it was one of the best they ever did. Yeah, it was bizarre, but yeah, I really wasn't by myself. Really.
What was the most, I don't know, craziest scenes that you guys had to shoot?
It was all crazy. I had a fun moment where, in the end, the assistance I gave to the digital ape created... was I ate a bunch of Twizzlers for Kong to eat this piece of squid that we just bunched up 24 Twizzlers and just bit them off, you know. But that was good. That was a good day. I got fat that day.
I gotta honestly say the water days were just really weird for me. You know what I mean? Because we went to some of the sketchiest places. You know what I mean?
Like, wonderful, fun, exciting, sketchy places.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, they had a day where, like, I'm just standing in there, and you know, I'm kind of like in a random army stance, you know, legs fairly enough apart.
Where
and
then
I feel this boop, 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 boop. I'm like, what just happened? And then I look, and they got an eel just swimming past them like this.
Oh. The type of shit I'm talking about.
I gotta get out of here. What is happening? Yeah, it was really to the point where Jordan Vogt Roberts was like, I'm not gonna deal with everybody being scared. I'm just gonna get in the water with you guys and just direct from here and show you that it's not that bad. I'm like, I hear you. I'm still scared, but I hear you.
Did it include hazard pay?
Wait, was this in Vietnam?
Yes.
My grandma cooked an eel once, and I cannot ever eat eel. Like, eel sushi? Yeah. Oh,
we
I
love
can't.
It in England. We have eels in jelly. Okay. Like, we love eels.
My grandma, like, cooked.
Yeah,
like,
but your food's so bad, you'll eat it.
I know,
yeah. Yeah, Vietnam, man, it was interesting. It was interesting, but it was interesting to see, like, how many people cared that we were doing something so great for their country? You know what I mean? Like, you know, they all have like the jailhouse pose that they do. You know what I mean? That's like how they just chill. And they
wait, you can't go away that. Explain that to me.
I think he's talking about the squat. Right?
A jailhouse pose. Squat. Yeah. Oh, it's like a squat. Where like,
squat, oh, flat footed.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Knees,
so I'm Vietnamese,
like,
so let me try to do it. Okay? Like, but I'm Vietnamese American. I was born here, but like this, right?
Yeah, but even like knees together. Just try it at home. Try flat-footed squat.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like very.
Yeah,
do you
it's
know
just,
what I'm talking
it's,
about?
It's kind
like
of
that.
He wasn't referring to Elvis. He wasn't. Like, oh, no, he weren't doing
there
the
were times
rock.
Where like 50 or 60 people would be like in a tree.
I see.
Like just bent down watching us and just really like rooting us on the whole time. You know what I mean? It was very bizarre, but really, really empowering at the same time. You know what I mean? For these people to have like bomb scars around their place, you know what I mean, and still be like, "Oh my God, we're so happy to see you guys!" Like, it was crazy.
Did either one of you before or after go back and see any of the Kong films?
Yeah, I watched them before.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen all of them. Mm-hmm. I've seen them all.
Any favorite before this one?
Nope. This one's my
exactly. Right answer.
We know that Godzilla and King Kong, they're going to fight in the future. Mm-hmm. If you could
how do you
give.
Know that?
What? It hasn't been announced.
I told you.
King Kong's 100
that's
foot tall,
there.
Godzilla's 300 feet.
That's my question. If you had to give advice to either Godzilla or King Kong about the fight, what advice would you give them?
I played an ape before, man. He's going to tear up that lizard.
Straight up.
You ever
as long
seen,
as Kong's
you ever
sticking
seen
move,
that monkey
you don't have
in
to
the
worry
frog?
About his little T-Rex arms, he'll be all
right. It's a reptile, right? No, it's not. It's not but similar. You know, watching with snakes, Godzilla's in trouble, and he's young, right?
Yeah. He's young.
He's only
like
a baby.
13.
I can use his weapons and stuff.
Yeah, just wait.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And you start locking the wallet too soon?
I wish I did.
Come on, man. Get that going.
I need it.
I'm trying to get Kevin. Toby and
I'm Ben Hur. I'm doing Ben Hur 2 next. Ben Hurry.
Yeah. I think this was the last one.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah. Bye. We're done, right?